We are in cyclone season, Rach, aren't
Absolutely. You've got to be on top of everything.
Yeah, organised, prepared. Now, maybe we don't know all the stuff we need to know. One person who can definitely help is the local controller for the SES in the region, Selena Neal. She joins us right now. Selena, how important is being prepared for cyclone season?
Oh, look, I can't emphasise the fact of how important it is. Extremely important here.
Now, when people find themselves in a bit of a situation with a cyclone, like, do they call you straight away or do they go call the 000 number? Like, what do they do?
So if people are actually affected by some kind of event, which is a cyclone or a storm or flood water, the number to call the SES is 132 500. Obviously, if it's life-threatening, 000 is the way to go. But if you need help with some damage around your property, then 132 500 is the number to call.
Now, in your time, you must have heard of and seen probably a few full-on things. What's the worst thing that you've had to go out to?
I'll tell you what, the worst thing is the ones that we can't get out to.
Yeah.
And that's the frustrating thing is that there are times where we have to say, look, we can't respond to you right now. And in those situations, you know, you can hear the distress and a panic in people's voices.
Well, look, let's see if we can minimise the amount of those instances by being prepared ourselves. What are the main things we need to do to be prepared for the cyclone season, Selena?
So the first thing that we need to do is we need to prepare our house. And then we also need to prepare ourselves. So with our house, we need to have a look around and see what could possibly be impacted in a storm. So perfect time now to clean out your gutters, particularly with the high winds that we've been having and these dry temperatures, all the leaves have been falling off the trees and clogging things up. So get out there and clean those up. Have a look around your yard as well to see what kind of debris might be hanging around, some overhanging branches, and also have a look at your roof as well to see if are there any missing tiles or areas where, you know, it's lifted up and could possibly cause a bit of a leak problem. Then, of course, you're going to go and think about yourself in an emergency and what are you going to do. So we're quite susceptible to power blackout. So making sure that we've got everything to be able to sustain us for several days is very, very important. So those kind of things that we're going to look at is having non-perishable food, enough water to last us for 4 days. And so what are you going to do to be able to power that most important source of connection and communication, your mobile phone? Unfortunately, if the power goes out, that means our phone system is down. So we need to be able to have some backup there.
Well, we can help out. We've got power banks up for grabs. You can head to our website, hit.com.au, and sign up to try and win yourself a power bank for your cyclone kit.
That's all thanks to BOQ City, covering you, your home, and your travel this storm season.
But Selena from the SES, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks very much.